Thank you very much for being with us today. Glad that you are here. A lot of people are still away on vacation, and I hope they're getting a nice needed break. In continuing our series on God's Holy Spirit, several books that grabbed my attention recently dealing with the Holy Spirit. One book is called The Forgotten God. The other is called The Neglected God. And yet the Apostle Paul would argue vehemently against that when, as Julie read, Paul speaks of the Holy Spirit. 2 Corinthians 3:17 and 18. Now the Lord is the Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Stop. Yet many of us have experienced anything but that. That for years, for many of us, when we were growing up, we could recite the Godhead, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. But in reality, what we practiced was God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Scripture. And it's the Holy Spirit who helped guide authors to write the Scripture. As Peter said, I must remind all of us, he said, that no prophecy of Scripture ever came about by the prophet's own interpretation, but only as they were carried along or counseled by the Spirit. It was the Holy Spirit of God who helped others write the Scriptures. And there's so much more to the Spirit. Now, the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. And we all who with unveiled faces contemplate the Lord's glory, listen to this, we are being transformed into His image with ever-increasing glory, which comes from the Lord. You want to say these last words with me? Who is the Spirit? And so Paul helps us to grasp God's Holy Spirit. And I don't know about you, but maybe it wouldn't be so difficult to accept and understand and pray to and love God's Holy Spirit if, like Jesus, who walked on the earth in a body, that if the Holy Spirit walked in a body, we wouldn't have such difficulty grasping God's Holy Spirit. And yet, that is exactly what the Holy Spirit does, did, is doing, and will do, lives in a body. Well, whose body? Our body. 1 Corinthians 6:19. Do you not know that your body is a temple of God's Holy Spirit, who is what? In you, whom you have received from God. You are not your own. You're bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your body. And I'm wondering if one of the spiritual things that we can do in this world that's so beneficial is that when we look at one another, or even someone we don't know, and see not just that person, but see the Holy Spirit of God. The Holy Spirit lives in us. And so when we look at a person, do we see part of God? There he is. There's the Spirit of God. Or in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, in verse 16, don't you know that you yourselves are God's temple, and that God's Spirit dwells in you? Some translations put it this way, and that God's Spirit dwells in your midst. Because Paul is going to talk about this, and we'll talk about it later on, specifically next week, that as the Spirit dwells in each of our own bodies, the Holy Spirit also dwells in the body of the church, and that there's more to us than just flesh and blood. And there's more to us than just our intellect and just our spirit and just our brain, but it's God's spirit connecting with us. I had this past week, and maybe you've had this on occasion, where all of a sudden, just out of the blue, you're thinking about someone, and you don't know why. You just are. And it's not anything. You're just thinking about that person. And that maybe that's happened to many of us over the years, enough times that we go, God, I have no idea why you're putting this person in my mind, but I'm just going to quietly pray for that person right now. And it shouldn't be difficult for us to figure that out if God's Spirit is always whispering to us, helping us to be closer to one another. And if all of a sudden you're dreaming of someone or you're just thinking of someone, someone just comes to your mind, there's not a thing wrong because God's Holy Spirit's living in that person to just say, I'm just thinking about this person, God. I'm not sure what you want, but I want you to know I'm praying for this person. The body of Christ coming together as one. Let's just spend a little bit of time talking about this morning, a very brief sermon. But I wonder if you noticed in the fact of how significant God planned us to come to him in a unique way. If that doesn't make any sense, think of it in these terms. How did you become a Christian? Well, I made that decision. I've heard the stories of Jesus. I made that decision. Some of us here in the summer are reminded of when we were baptized. Some of us were at Camp Olma, and it was at Camp Olma where we heard stories about Jesus, and we would have campfires and hear the stories of Jesus, and something about being out in nature and having campfires and singing these great songs and hearing this story and knowing that God actually loves us and wants us to be committed to him, and that God has been whispering to us to say, come to me through Christ Jesus, and we're going to make this decision to become a Christian. And it wasn't so easy because we can still feel the goosebumps and the worry and the concern. Am I really worthy to do this? Can I do this? And everybody has their own experience when it comes to becoming a Christian. And then you become a Christian and it's so amazing. And you think, how did this happen? God's Holy Spirit, who's always been with us, encouraging us and never leaving us and bringing us closer to one another. Have you ever noticed how significant a role the Holy Spirit played individually and uniquely into each person's life here today? Did you know that the Bible talks about us and the Holy Spirit and how we became a Christian? Just read this with me. And the wording, I take it, this is 1 Corinthians chapter 2. You can follow on PowerPoint or if you want to have your Bible in front of you. I never really noticed this before. It's our story. It's our story. And it's not easy language to understand, but with the premise of, this is how we became Christians. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, Paul talks about God's wisdom revealed to us by his Holy Spirit. It reads this way. We do, however, speak a message of wisdom among the mature. Think about this, he said. But not the wisdom of this age or the rulers of this age who are coming to nothing. No, we declare God's wisdom, a mystery that has been hidden and that God destined for our glory even before time began. None of the rulers of this age understood it, for if they had, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. However, as it is written, what no eye has seen, what no ear has heard, what no human mind has conceived, these things God has prepared for those who love him. Stop. Even before we were born, God had a plan for each one of us to come to him through Christ Jesus, and the Holy Spirit would be whispering to us, guiding us, counseling us, comforting us to make that decision. For God has revealed them to us by his Spirit. The Spirit searches all things, even the deep things of God. For who knows a person's thoughts except that person's own spirit within? In the same way, No one who knows the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God. We have not received the spirit of the world, but the Holy Spirit who is from God, that we may understand what God has freely given us. This is what we speak, not in words taught us by human wisdom, but in words taught by the Spirit, explaining spiritual realities with Spirit-taught words. I don't think he's talking about speaking in tongues or foreign languages. I think he's talking about understanding what the Spirit has been saying to us all along. The person without the Spirit doesn't accept the things that come from the Spirit of God, but considers them foolishness and cannot understand them because they are discerned only through the Spirit. The person with the Spirit makes judgments about all things, but such a person is not subject to merely human judgments. For who has known the mind of the Lord so as to instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ, saying it's God's Spirit who's always moving us closer to Christ, who's always shining the spotlight on Christ, who's always whispering to us, guiding us, counseling us, wanting us to know there's always been more to us than us. And it's God's Spirit putting people on our minds, putting people in our hearts, knowing that every person has the ability to become Christians because of God's Holy Spirit. It really is quite remarkable. And then in chapter 3 of 1 Corinthians, in verse 9, he says these cool words, "For we are God's co-workers. You are God's field. You are God's building." Now just stop and think about this. Think of all the scriptures talking about God's Holy Spirit, and then look at our life. Don't you know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit? Don't you know that God's Spirit is in you? Don't you know that the Holy Spirit's always reminding us of the life of Christ? Don't you know that you are a co-worker with God? Again. What? How is that even possible? Well, it's God's Holy Spirit guiding us, counseling us, that we're God's field. So it's remarkable what God has really done for us throughout our lives. So I want to close today. It's a very brief sermon. I just want to share with you two more things. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2, in verses 3 and 4, Paul puts emphasis on something that we've already talked about. 1 Corinthians 2, 3, and 4. I'll start actually in verse 2. "For I resolved to know nothing while I was with you," Paul says, "except Jesus Christ and him crucified. I came to you in weakness with great fear and trembling. My message and my preaching were not with wise and persuasive words, but with a demonstration of the Holy Spirit's power, so that your faith may not rest on human wisdom, but on God's power." What in the world does that mean? I think it means this. Paul goes into this church at Corinth. And in Corinth, of course, you have all kinds of isms. Paganism, Stoicism, all kinds of isms, all kinds of thinking, all kinds of different thoughts. Paul comes in, he goes, "Here I am. How am I going to influence anyone?" And so he tells the story of Jesus. And Paul says, it's not by my power of preaching, it's by the fact that God's Holy Spirit helped you to listen to the story that I was preaching, which is not my story, it's the story of Christ, and the Holy Spirit opened up your heart to not only hear that story, but for you to know that you cannot do anything else other than give your life to Jesus. Was it our choice? Sure. But what made it our choice? God's Holy Spirit influencing us, encouraging us, bringing people into our lives to tell us the story of Christ, to bring people into our lives so that we can watch how they live. Not perfectly, but people who live by what we didn't know was the personality of God's Holy Spirit. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, control. And as we've said many, many times, Paul was a guy that liked to preach and write lists, but never intended to be an exhaustive list. He gives us a flow of thought. Can anybody completely explain the Holy Spirit? No, but Paul tries. Can anyone completely understand Christ? No, but Paul tries. Can anyone completely understand God? No, but Paul tries. And the same with us. We try. We try. But what's most important is to know, listening to that Spirit of God. Well, someone says, how do I know? Because the Spirit of God will always put others in your mind and in your heart. He will always elevate Christ. If it's a negative thought, it's not from God. If it's a thought that's going to hurt someone, it's not from God. If I look at a person with some kind of lust, it's not from God. Because in each person, there is a Spirit of God, even though they may not know it. And so Paul is the one who encourages us with this. And then the last one is found in the Thessalonians, 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 4 and 5. And I'm not sure that everything Paul wrote or spoke was written down. I'm sure there were many things that Paul said in a variety of congregations that we don't have all his words. But when Paul wrote to this church at Thessalonica and spent time in Thessalonica, here's what he says, 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 4 and 5. It's almost a repeat. For we know, brothers and sisters, loved by God, that he has chosen you because our gospel came to you not simply with words, but also with power, with the Holy Spirit, and with, I love this, I just love this, with deep conviction. No one's going to change my thoughts on this. I may not understand everything about God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, but I have deep conviction. I just want to know more. I know maybe just this much, and I know I need to learn this much, and I'm okay. I'm going to keep learning, but with deep conviction. You know how we lived among you for your sake, because for you, your sake is you have God's Holy Spirit speaking to you, loving you, guiding you, guiding us all along to help us in all aspects of our life so that the message of Jesus can go forth. And the next week, we'll start looking at how, as a body of Christ, all that can be manifested as well. Let's pray. Father God, you continually overwhelm us with your love. We're not so sure why you look to us and love us like you do, but we are so, so grateful. And Father, help each one of us today not only to say thank you for your Holy Spirit who lives in us, but that we'll pay attention to when you speak to us, when you put people on our heart, and that when you give us opportunities to share with one another and to love one another, may your Spirit continually guide us, and may we be aware of your Spirit as the Spirit leads us and loves us. May the Holy Spirit never be the neglected or forgotten God. We thank you through Christ. Amen.
Thanks for listening to this week's sermon. The Beamsville Church of Christ meets Sunday mornings at 4900 John Street, Beamsville, Ontario. We have classes for all ages at 9:30, and the worship service begins at 10:30. You can subscribe to podcasts through Apple Podcasts, Google Play Music Store, or your favorite podcast app. Just search for Beamsville. All our past sermons and more information about our congregation are available at beamsvillechurchofchrist.ca.